Hello, Remy, she said in greeting when she finally reached him.
Tempest, he replied with a cordial nod.
She cocked her head playfully to the side, momentarily drawing his gaze to the way she had swept her dark hair into an intricate style that was held together with crystal and pearl pins. The elegant updo left her shoulders and slender neck bare, emphasizing the pair of sparkling ruby earrings hanging from her lobes.
Dare I say you look like you're about to bolt for the exit? She said, a light accusation in her tone.
He inhaled a deep breath. Big mistake, because the scent of her soft, feminine perfume went straight to his dick. It took effort to remain outwardly unaffected, and for her, he allowed a smile to ease across his lips.
Guilty as charged.
He planned on doing exactly that as soon as she went on her way. Her perfectly shaped brows furrowed in a concerned frown.
Are you not having a good time?
Don't take this personally, but fairy tales are not my thing, he replied, his tone wry.
How do you know that for certain? She countered,
a flirtatious glimmer now sparking in her amber eyes.
If you leave right now, you'll never know if something magical might happen tonight.
He huffed out a laugh at her whimsical romantic notion, though the sound that erupted from his throat was as rough as sandpaper.
I'm not looking for anything magical to happen.
In fact, he'd do his best to avoid anything even remotely close to it. She shrugged a smooth, bare shoulder.
Sometimes it's better to leave all expectations and cynicism at the door and just see where the evening takes you.
He shook his head in disagreement.
Trust me when I say my cynicism is well earned.
And now he was determined that all that skepticism would protect what little was left of his soul from being further ransacked.
I was happy to come and support the Wilder Way Foundation, and now that I've done that, I think it's best if I go. Good night, Tempest.
He started to walk away, but she grabbed at his tuxedo sleeve.
Remy, wait.
Not wanting to be rude, he stopped and glanced back at her. The smile she gave him was so sweet and persuasive, it made something in his chest shift ever so slightly.
You can't leave without having at least one dance.
Oh, yes, he could, and he shored up his resolve against that imploring look of hers.
I don't dance.
The hand on his arm slid down until her cool, slender fingers curled around his, not only startling him, but ensnaring him in more ways than one.
It's a ballad, she pointed out of the song Raven Walsh was now singing. Everyone can slow dance. It takes minimal skill, unless you don't trust yourself to stand that close to me.
Her comment was underscored with a subtle challenge, an undeniable dare that alluded to the attraction between them that was getting increasingly difficult for him to resist.
Just one dance? She persisted, oh so sweetly, her husky voice taking on a teasing lilt as she leaned in closer. I solemnly promise not to cast any kind of fairy tale spell on you.